Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
A lot of excitement. I mean, there's a lot of excitement in Baltimore. We know what this team can be, but right now it's just focusing on us each and every day, trying to get, you know, just a little bit better each and every day to get to the point where we need to be. And I'm excited to start training camp, get things going, and just see the hunger in this group.
You guys never shy away from the high expectations, but knowing what the roster looks like, the money that's invested in it, do you see kind of a small window, and do you feel that as far as what could happen this season and potentially next?
I don't know about small window. You know, I think that we've been we've been a really good team for a long time, and some things have happened here or there, but you do look at our roster and there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. And I love our coaches too. Just and organizationally, it's just an amazing place to be and play. So, that's why there's a lot of excitement in this town, in this facility, and everywhere. So, it's time for us to get to practice, work hard each and every day. That's really what it's all about.
Mark, when you look at this roster and named everything that you guys just did for the roster this all season, do you feel any more optimistic about you guys' chances this year than maybe in years past?
I don't know about any more. You know, I'm always, extremely optimistic and excited. You know, I think anytime, you're playing at a place like this, you got a chance to win. But, there's definitely a lot of, excitement and optimism, especially with, the few additions that we've had. And like I said, you got to look at both sides of the ball. It's dangerous.
What about unfinished business at all? And considering with the last couple of years, Lamar not being there at the end, you guys were right there and close but couldn't get where you wanted to get.
Yeah, I think we've gotten close. You know, and that's part of it. I think that's got to be something that drives you, drives each and every one of us that's been here and played here during those years, is just letting those guys know that we do have unfinished business and it's time to roll.
What about, Mark, you've had to excel with not a lot of great pieces around you on the outside, and now you do have all these other pieces, but you've been Lamar's safety valve for so many years. So how do you justify getting everybody all their balls, but you've been the guy that's been moving the chains for so long?
Just being a team player. You know, I think that you do things the right way. You play the right way. The balls will come to you. But at the same time, it's important to spread the ball out. And I know that the guys that we have on this roster are able to get open, make the big-time catches, and do all those different things. So, again, being a team guy, I just want to win games. That's all that matters to me.
Kind of playing off this safety valve idea, I mean, you thrive finding open space, sometimes when plays break down. What's sort of the balance with Todd Monken and the new offense of, having additional structure or new structure but still giving you some space and freedom to find some of those seams?
Well, I'm still learning. I'm still learning the offense, and that's why I'm so excited to get back to training camp and really carve out, my role and find out the do's and don'ts of the offense, and, find times where maybe I'll take something that maybe I shouldn't, but Lamar's on the same page with that.
Mark, does it feel like that the talent that you guys have on offense at every position, does it remind you at all of like what you had at Oklahoma where there were stars, everywhere you looked on that depth chart?
Yeah, I mean, you look around the room and it's a lot of dogs. It's a lot of dogs everywhere, and that's what we played with in Oklahoma. So that's a beautiful thing, and that's what this time of year is about, is getting together, having all these personalities meshed together, getting better together, grinding together. This is a tough time of year, so we got to embrace the grind as one.
Mark, you guys have had great years. You think back to that 2019 year, you guys won 14 games. You've shown the ability to be a really good regular season team. What do you think it would take for you guys to really put it all together in January?
That's a great question. I just think it's, we've been so close. And I think that, if we get the opportunity to get there again, we've got a lot to prove and things that, it's unspoken business. So I'm excited to get to that point.
Mark, you're the veteran in the tight end role with Nick, no longer here. How is that your role changing?
I've obviously learned so much from Nick, and being that young guy and him being a third year, I learned a lot from him just being a leader. You look up to guys that are older than you, have been through it, and so I'm just going to be there for those guys, try to give them as much knowledge as I can, and just be a good person and teammate, and show them the ropes.
Mark, did having a new offense, being in a new offense, changed the way you prepare for the season in terms of, is there certain things you worked on more? Did you spend more time in the playbook than you would normally have being in an offense you were familiar with?
Not really. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I feel like I can grasp offense pretty quickly, but it's, you know, this is a time where you really dive down and learn and get to it. But basically the same thing. I've just been working hard, you're getting strong, getting fast, and I say that every year. But I can't wait for the season, and I can't wait for this training camp to start and get better.
What do you think? I mean, because you had mini camp and looking at and in the offseason, looking at the new offense.
Yeah.
What kind of stood out to you maybe a little bit different than maybe what you guys have done in the past?
Well, it's going to look different, you know, and I'm excited for all the Baltimore fans, really everybody, to see, you know, the difference of what this offense could be. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Roman and what we've had and kind of the things that we built here. I think there's a lot to stand on with that. This is going to be a different offense. There's going to be little nuances here or there. We're going to be able to throw the ball and do good things. You know, I'm excited about the receivers, and Coach Monken's doing his thing. He's really teaching well and making us all excited about learning and installing his offense.
Mark, that seems like your role changing in this offense that you're starting to learn and took over.
I think it'll be different. You know, it's hard to pick out one little thing, but I think I'll be able to do some different things, different routes, different combinations of routes that we can feed off of. But, I feel like I can run any route in the tree. And so I think I'm going to be able to do that and be utilized that way.
And Mark, with Likely and Kohler in year two, is this the deepest tight end room in the league?
It's a deep one. Yeah, it's for sure a deep one. I think we've got a great group. We have a great coach, Coach Godsey. He's kind of really the ringleader of it all, and we learn a lot from him. So it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be a fun tight end group, and I can't wait to see the plays that these guys make.
How was tight end you this year?
I didn't go. Yeah, I didn't go. I unfortunately had a wedding I had to go to. But I know Isaiah went, and he had a great time. I saw all the videos of those guys, and I think it's just an incredible event for those guys to get together, mesh, and learn from each other.
Mark, when you talk about your role changing in different combinations, is that exciting for you to have kind of something new that you can kind of focus on, you know?
Yeah, I think it's new and exciting. I think anytime you can learn something that you've been, I've been playing in the same offense for, like the last 5 years. So I think, as a player, I'm going to be able to grow, learn, and I'm just going to soak it all in like I'm a rookie.
Mark, at some point we see with Ravens veterans that have been here for a while, they graduate to the point where they're getting vet days at practice where they have that leeway.
Yeah.
If John Harbaugh or Coach Godsey came to you and said, "Hey, Mark, you want to get on that plan? Is that something you'd endorse?" Or I know how much you like going out there and practicing every day.
Yeah, I love to work. You know, my body feels great. I feel like if they come to me and say, "Hey, you want an off day?" I'll probably fight it a little bit, but I've got a big picture in mind where I want to be playing late in the playoffs and feel incredible. That's my goal. I know things happen, but being smart is part of it. Todd Heap was someone that, he talked to us 2 or 3 years ago, and he said by year 4 or 5, he said the biggest thing for me was I learned to practice and play smart. And so I'm trying to adapt that a little bit.
Mark, I know you made a lot of strides as a blocker and taking a lot of pride in that. Do you think that in some ways will help make you better as a receiver, as a threat on play action, on regular passes, everything like that?
Yeah, just being versatile. I know what my bread and butter is. It always will be, being a danger in the pass game. But I think, I feel strong. I know I'm able to do those type of things. So, hopefully we'll be able to use that in different ways and, maybe be hidden a little bit. I don't know if I'll ever be hidden, to defenses, but we'll see.
Mark, I know you were around him a little bit, the mandatory mini camp. Beckham's been around this league for a long time.
Yeah.
Being around him, is there anything that surprised you about him that you didn't know?
I don't know about surprise. He's got a great attitude, great personality. He's an infectious person to be around. He's kind of got that it factor to him, and really excited to see, all that hard work, he's been putting in, and see him in training camp, and just get this offense meshing together as one and moving towards the same goal, and not taking any days off and pushing each other to be great.
So that question more about confidence? Ty Monken, aside from the X's and O's, sorry. Just what about him as a coach has really stood out to you?
He's fiery. He's fiery. He really loves what he's doing. I really believe that there's no other place he'd rather be than the Baltimore Ravens, this year, right now, teaching these guys. So I think that's an awesome thing. I think it's a cool thing to have a coach that's so fired up. loves what he does, really believes in his, you know, offense, and, you know, I think it's cool.
Seeing the offseason work that OBJ and, say, Flowers have put in with Lamar, does it give you more confidence going into the season that everybody's on the same page?
You know, I think that, those type of things are important. You know, I think it's more so important just chemistry. I know Lamar's going to put the ball where it needs to go, and but, yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome those guys were able to get together, work together, and just shows their commitment to working together and being teammates.
Mark, you're talking about having dogs everywhere on offense.
Yep.
Now, does it feel like that the identity of the Ravens as a whole is going to come from that side of the ball, too?
I hope it comes from both. You know, I think that's where dangerous teams come from is having a great, you know, obviously defense, which I think we have. It's a very good defense, and then a great offense. So if we can feed off each other, it's going to be a dangerous team. I mean, usually it's a little bit lopsided. It's usually how teams work, but if we can make, you know, both those happen, it's a good team.
And then at tight end, you, George Kittle said that you know, he would take your hands if he was building, you know, the ideal tight end league. Do you agree with that? And then who else would give you the competition?
I think a lot of those guys have incredible hands. That's very sweet of him to say that. but, yeah, there's a lot of great tight ends in this league. I think everybody's got their unique style, unique playing abilities, and that's why it's such a cool position, is because everyone brings their own flavor to it.
Great. All right. Thank you, Mark.